Hello, I'm Dr. Caroline Robert. I'm chief of dermatology at Gustave Roussy in France. Welcome to Medscape Oncology Insight. Here at the 2016 meeting of the European Society for Medical Oncology, we have heard exciting data in melanoma. I will share with you some of the highlights. You know that for melanoma, we are living through a revolution for the last 6 years, I would say. And we have two strategies that are winning strategies. On one side, targeted agents for BRAF mutant melanoma, which is about half of the patients that we take care of, and immunotherapy. Until today, until this meeting, we had the progress were especially in the field of metastatic melanoma, and we didn't yet improve the management of patients with high risk of relapse. So we did not really went into the field of adjuvant therapy. So things have changed. First, at this meeting, we heard about the results, the overall survival results of the EORTC trial that was evaluating ipilimumab, so anti-CTLA-4 antibody, versus placebo. So this was a trial for patients with stage 3 melanoma, so patients who have had a resection of their metastatic lymph node and were at high risk of relapse. And we have learned that in this population of patients, we already knew that the duration before relapse had been significantly prolonged with ipilimumab, and this actually gave rise to the authorization of ipilimumab in the US. But we have learned that we have also an overall survival benefit with ipilimumab. And this is significant. The risk of death, because it's real, can really talk about overall survival now, is decreased by 28%. And at 5 years, we have a difference of 11% between the two arms. We go from 65% in the patient who have received ipilimumab, so 65% to 54%. So this is a big news because until now, we had only interferon in this population of patients, and the improvement in overall survival was really not very consistent across all the trials. So we knew that we prolonged the duration before relapse, but we didn't know that we, with interferon, that we could not really have an influence on overall survival. So this is a very important result. However, we have adverse events. And we had to deplore 5 deaths in the arm of the patient treated with the ipilimumab. So this is due to immune-related adverse events. They occur in close to 42% of the patients with a grade 3 or above. So this is something that has to be prescribed by physicians who are used to treat patients with melanoma and who are used to manage these immune-related adverse events. So this was for the adjuvant treatment. In the metastatic field, we have had two very important news, one in the field of targeted agents, one in the field of immunotherapy. So targeted agents. So here we talk about patients with BRAF mutant melanoma. As I said before, it concerns about half of the population of patients with melanoma. We already knew that the combination of an anti-BRAF plus an anti-MEK is much more effective than anti-BRAF as a monotherapy. Now we have the results of the 3-year overall survival of patients who were included in the phase 3 trial evaluating the combination of dabrafenib plus trametinib, so anti-BRAF plus anti-MEK, as compared with vemurafenib, anti-BRAF single agents. And we now can announce that after 3 years, it was 28 months of median follow-up for the patient in the combination arm. We have 45% of patients alive in the combination arm. So this also is a very significant improvement over vemurafenib with only 31% of patients alive. So we actually, with this trial, it's the highest percentage of patients alive at 3 years in a randomized trial in patients with metastatic melanoma. And this is very important to note because right now, a lot of physicians think that only immunotherapy is able to give rise to long-term response, which actually we prove that it is not true because also targeted agent, combination targeted agents give the same ratio. We think that with anti-PD-1, we will very soon have the 3-year overall survival of anti-PD-1 single agent, and we think that it will probably be around 40-45% also. So it's very similar. And we also have patients with complete response. It was 19% in this trial of dabrafenib plus trametinib in this arm, 19% of the patients with complete response with a median duration of response of 39 months. So we have also long-term responses with the combination and the same percentage of patients alive at 3 years. So now, of course, what is going to be extremely important is to follow this patient and to see if we arrive at a plateau. So the follow-up of this patient in this arm is going to be very important. It's quite promising because we have 66 patients still on therapy, which are censored in the arm of dabrafenib plus trametinib. You know, it's always important in the Kaplan-Meier curves to look at the number of censored patients in each of the arm, and especially to the ones who are still on the active treatment. So it's 66 patients in the dabrafenib plus trametinib arm, and it's only 10 patients in the vemurafenib arm. So probably the top curves will remain much flatter than the other one. Now in the field of immunotherapy, so you know that we are expecting in the following months the result that we are all really looking forward to have is the combination of anti-CTLA-4 plus anti-PD-1. We know that in terms of response, it's better than anti-PD-1 single agent in terms of progression-free survival, but we still have to wait some months to have the overall survival. But at this meeting, what we learned was actually a quite unexpected result. It was very interesting. We had the results. It was presented by Paolo Acierto, our colleague from Italy, presented the results of the ipilimumab 3 mg versus 10 mg. I forgot to tell you that in the adjuvant trial, the ipilimumab was given at 10 mg per kilogram, which is not the dose that is approved for metastatic melanoma. So it was very important to know in the metastatic setting what was the result of the 3 versus 10. And finally, what is coming out of this trial after this long follow-up that allows us to have a 3-year overall survival, we see that we have in the arm of 10 mg per kilogram a benefit in terms of survival. We have at 3 years 31% of the patient alive as compared with 23% with the 3 mg per kilogram. And we have a significant improvement. The hazard ratio shows that we decrease the risk of death of 16%. So this actually comes as a surprise to see that significant difference. And we don't exactly know today how it will impact exactly the future, because now we all think that probably ipilimumab will more or less always be combined with an anti-PD-1 antibody. Nevertheless, this is something important, maybe for other combination. There is a dose effect of ipilimumab with 10 mg being more effective than 3 mg in the metastatic setting. So this was quite rich in information this year at ESMO for melanoma. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Medscape Oncology Insights. And this is Caroline Robert reporting for ESMO 2016.